We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you, Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board, Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or csicpa.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know.
Let's bring them on.
Hey guys, welcome to Speaking Millennial. I am Bill Spadia here with my co-host Jay Black, our other co-host Jessica Nutt. Stuck in traffic, not here yet.
Stuck in traffic currently.
So we have a very special guest today,
yep.
Jay. This is a big deal.
Yes, it is.
For the Speaking Millennial podcast.
This is Jake Connor, who's the head of marketing from a company called Stardust, which is kind of like, it's like a video service. It's like a Twitter for movie reviews. It's like movie reviews that like regular people can do, like what you would see on YouTube, but it's limited to 30 seconds, which I think is a great idea.
I love that idea. What's going on, Jake?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for joining us, man. So let me understand this, and we're going to bring Jay's guy, his son Keen is here, who is apparently an avid Stardust user.
He's got over 100 reactions.
Can you imagine?
He's a Stardust superstar. He's at Captain Keno, if you want to follow him.
So, Jake, for us non-millennials who are trying to speak millennial, walk me through what I do. I'm on my phone right now, and what do I want to do? I want to like go onto a site. Tell me what to do.
You ready to get your face on camera and talk about something?
Yeah, I'm ready, man. I'm ready. Come on.
All right. Pretty simple. I mean, what's the most recent thing you watched?
Oh, my God.
Tell people about, loved it or hated it.
Seriously, the last movie I watched, it's a great movie. I don't know if you're familiar with it. Love Always, Santa.
That's my movie,
and
Jake.
It was. There's this guy in it. He plays a brother. He's a comic. Very, very funny.
Jake, I should probably tell you my side gig. You know, I'm a podcaster first and foremost, but right. My side gig is I write and produce Hallmark TV movies, and I have a Hallmark TV movie that my son, and this is a point of contention, Jake, in my household, did a reaction on Stardust
to your movie,
to my movie, 4 out of 5 stars. He wouldn't give me 5 stars on my own movie. It's very upsetting to me.
So, Jake, what's the process? People go on and they're like, "Hey, I saw this movie. It was awesome." Is it stars and anything writing, or is it as simple like a Snapchat? Hey, here's what I thought of the movie.
Yeah. So, well, first of all, it's not just movies. It's movies, TV shows, like episode by episode, and then trailers as well. So, when a new trailer drops, you can kind of like film yourself right after you watched it.
So, I could rate my own TV show.
If you wanted to, yeah. Be a little biased, obviously.
Jay Black, you could rate Chasing News.
Yeah, I'll go on.
That is the best show I've ever seen.
In the write-up, I will do my Chasing News review for Bill Spadia. Yes, and you have to do Love Always Santa for the write-up.
One did I watch? Was it Love Always Santa or the other one where the brother was dying?
That was Meet My Valentine.
Oh, that was the one.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you can do either. That was the one that made Jessica and her mom cry.
That's right. I'm good at making girls cry for good and for ill.
So, Jake, was this your idea?
So, I mean, basically, pretty much, guys, it's a dedicated social media app, but it's only talking about movies and TV shows. So it is really for people who are passionate about this stuff. And
yeah.
Unlike Twitter, you don't have, you know, moms talking politics.
Yeah. So, limited politics.
Food and all that stuff, right? So... It is a primarily like a video, short form video platform.
Yeah.
The whole concept is like when you are trying to figure out if something's worth going to see in theaters or worth purchasing at home or, you know, worth just even spending the time to watch it, nothing's more powerful than seeing somebody talk about it right after they watched it, when they're kind of like, they just had that initial kind of reaction and they're kind of filled with emotion. And it's like raw, authentic, unfiltered responses to something that you just watched. So obviously there's a lot of people who don't love being on camera, and that's totally fine, because this is more, you can use it for kind of just deciding whether something's worth watching or not, and for just discovering new stuff.
Now, I'm on the App Store, so it's Stardust Movie and TV Reactions.
Yep.
Right?
Exactly.
Right, I'm setting up an account right now. I'm doing this live while we're on the podcast.
Yeah, you should. And you, first person you got to follow, at Captain Kino, my son.
This is, I'm just saying, it's very millennial of me that I've got my phone out and I'm doing it while we're talking to Jake, the guy.
Yeah.
So wait, back to the thing. I always make our guests slightly uncomfortable, Jake, because I love to talk about money. So was this your idea? Like, you're taking this to the bank, Google's going to buy you out. What's your status?
My status? So, I mean, I'm the head of marketing and user acquisition. I'm technically not the founder.
Okay.
On the money side, like, honestly, currently we're not making any, and we're not focused on that right now.
That's how you become a billionaire. You don't make any money for a good 5 years, right?
That's right. You got to have a good burn rate.
Right.
Yeah, we just got to grow. We got to grow. And that's all we're focused on right now. I don't want to charge people to use a social media app. That ain't right.
Right. Right. Well, yeah, and I'll tell you, I found, my son and I found Stardust through the Nostalgia Critic. And it seems like you're teaming up with a lot of the bigger movie YouTube stars. I think you had a thing going with Jeremy John recently.
Yeah, he actually just put out a video. So, I mean, the whole concept behind that is there are these YouTube channels that people have just been following for years, and they're really passionate, really loyal to those people. But for the YouTube channels, like, it's not really a two-way dialogue. It's not a two-way conversation. It's just that person on YouTube posting something. And then, like, you can leave stuff in the comment section, but they're not going to notice that. And it's also just not meaningful. It's also full of trolls.
Yeah, right. For sure. Bill's
one. Do people use their own names? I'm in it now. I'm at Create Your Account. So I want to just put my name in. I want to be honest about it.
Yeah. You can, for sure.
Yeah, right? Why not?
Pseudonyms, too, and they use kind of...
Just because my name's in the title of the show, so when I review my own show and give it a 5, I may give it a 4.
You know,
I might do.
You should give it a 3 and rant about how much you hate the host.
Yeah.
What did they say about? I think I saw a tweet about Dan Zarrow. It said it looked like he was doing news,
doing the weather from his mom's basement.
Yeah, I think that should be the entirety of your review. Is what is this with this Dan Zarrow guy?
All right, now what about the date of birth? Is this all? Is there a reason for that?
Well, you're not supposed to be under 13.
Okay.
Bill is barely over the requirement.
Now,
question for you, because one of the things I was talking about with my family is as you grow this, because we are a Stardust family. We spend a lot of time on this. My son does 3 reactions a day, and if I don't comment on all 3 reactions, I get crap in the morning. Is there a plan to take this out of the entertainment world at some point? Like, you know, because I could see, you know, doing reviews for refrigerators at some point, maybe not under the Stardust brand, but eventually this concept I really dig because it limits people to just talk about, you know, 30 seconds is not, you can't ramble for 30 seconds. You just got to give what you like or you're not. Is there a plan to take this review concept, you know, further than just TV and movies at this point?
You know, we've definitely thought about it. It's definitely highly requested. When you do that, you start competing with a lot of other people. You know, what's nice right now is we're the first and only video discussion platforms focused around movies and TV, right? And so when you expand, you're facing other competition. There's definitely been the most frequent request we get is sports.
Oh, that's a great idea.
All right, that is a great idea. Now, how would you do sports, though? I mean, people have such raw emotions on games. I mean, right? Like, would you do, like, sports shows? Or you could do that now anyway. Like, I could relate, I could rate an ESPN special, for example.
Or you'd have to put everything from Philadelphia behind an adult content banner would be my guess.
All explicit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you could already do like 30 for 30s, all those. Anything
right.
That's like a movie.
Anything, so how would you do sports, Jake? How would
like
you do that?
A live event, you know, we'd have to just load it into our library. And I can imagine that would be some high quality content for sure.
Yeah. Now, Jake, are you guys maintaining your own database for like, because I notice you're really good about if you type in a movie, it finds the poster. And it nicely sort of finds all of the metadata about the thing. Do you maintain your own database or using like IMDb or like what? How do you get all of that information in for the database?
Yeah, so we actually ingest everything from TMDb, the movie database, which is an open source, you know, customer built library.
What IMDb used to be before Amazon bought it.
Wait,
right?
I have a very practical question. Just so we know, while we're doing this, I was just searching for my Trump bobblehead picture because that's my profile picture. So it must know me or no? Like I signed in, Jake.
Yep.
And the first movie that comes up, now I haven't watched the Quentin Tarantino movie since he pissed me off about the whole NYPD thing. But that aside, Pulp Fiction is one of my favorite movies. I'm not watching it because I'm on a boycott. But it's the first thing that popped up. So Pulp Fiction and Breaking Bad, I would say, arguably one of my favorite movies, even though I'm not watching it. I feel like that disclaimer should be repeated.
Right.
And Breaking Bad, which I thought was just over the top. Awesome.
Well, I mean,
so why did they populate first? Is that why would they recommend that for me? What is it searching? Because it's tied to my email. Help me out.
Are you at the point where you're trying to pick your favorites?
Yeah, it said select your favorite movies and shows.
Yeah. So we, a long time ago, we kind of just created a survey from our early user base and tried to gather a bunch of, you know, just like top favorited movies and shows. The point of us trying to capture that data initially, like before you even enter the app, is so that we can serve you content that you're going to care about, that you would like, right? So you're going to get served when you select Pulp Fiction as one of your favorites. When you enter the app, you're going to get recommended to people that have similar favorites. Because who knows, they might be reacting to shows that you've never heard of or movies you've never heard of, but they're similar in style or whatever. It's like a Pulp Fiction, right?
All right. And then it populates. It gives me people that I'm automatically following to start. Now I've got to follow Keane. So how do I follow a new person? Just as next.
Just go and search for him. Although if he's in your contacts, you should be able to.
Well, my son shouldn't be in Bill's contacts. I would be very upset if Bill and my son were texting.
That would be awkward. Yeah. So, all right, I'm in now. So now how, all right, so Jake, I got to tell you, it's easy. I mean, mainly because I love pictures. Picture-driven anything is very good for me. So it's all done by pictures. So I'm in latest reaction. So at this point, I can now look up a movie and see how people reacted to it.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's cool.
It's neat, right?
Very, very cool. When did you guys start this? I love this stuff.
Yeah, so we launched in the middle of last summer. And we went from zero to now a little over 80,000 people using the app. So
wow. Now, can I review the app? Like if I just press start and I start talking, where would it go? It wouldn't go anywhere, right?
No, you'd have to put in like a movie. You've got to put it in. Doing. Yeah.
Okay.
Here, if you find Keane, here, I'll come over and help you find Keane. And then you can listen to one of his reviews because he's really good.
All right, this is very cool. All right, so I'm in latest reactions.
All right, Jake. Here, I'm standing next to Bill. User, so we'll do...
Jake, this is your full-time gig as the marketing guy. What kind of stuff are you doing? You're hitting podcast, radio, just moving around, doing what you can?
This is only the second time I've ever appeared on a podcast. All those YouTubers, those big-time YouTubers you see talking about Stardust?
Yeah.
You know, I'm the one reaching out and
got it.
Yeah, it's just about figuring out the best way to get the word out to audiences that are not only going to download the app but consistently use it and tell their friends. That's my job, is to go and find out potential high quality users.
Right.
And that can be done in a bunch of different ways.
All right, so I followed Keen. I got to turn my volume on. Hold on, I'm going to do this live here. Here we go. Can we hear that in the mic?
Because it's just so funny to me that
my son.
This is Jay Black's son,
Keane. Say three words.
He doesn't curse in any of this, right?
To my knowledge, no, he hasn't.
Now, let me ask you that. Actually, let me pause, Keane. Hold on 1 second there, buddy. All right, so what about that? Like, what do people go on and abuse it, and how do you police that? Yeah, go on and have actually just raunchy, ridiculous, out of control stuff.
I guess what Bill is asking, how many of your users are Russian bots promoting the election of Donald Trump in 2020? Is it 90%, 91%? What's the percentage?
Zero, I hope.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. I'm going to be right back. Jessica's at the door. Oh, okay. Let her in.
Yeah, Jessica was running a little late. Jake, you are a New Jerseyite?
I am, yeah.
Where are you from originally?
Well, originally South Orange.
Oh, nice. Okay. We are in Ewing currently.
Yeah, and then I moved to Montclair. So split between those two towns.
Is that where you went to college? Or?
I went to Indiana University because I wanted to be in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. You're like, you know what? I've had enough of having things to do. Yeah. Now I want to just, live where there's nothing but wheat and sadness. Keen, come on in. We got Jake from Stardust on here. We're a little loosey-goosey today, Jake. You have to excuse us. Jessica's just coming in. My son, Captain Kino, now has 46 followers. He is one of your superstars. He's a little mad that he's not verified. He wants to be verified. He wants to come on and talk to you. Keen, this is Jake, the guy head of marketing. Say hi to Jake.
Hey, Jake.
What's up, Keen? How you doing?
Doing great.
Nice, man.
Do you have any questions for Jake, Keen?
Talking about all your reactions. They're awesome.
Oh, well, thank you. I have a couple of questions.
Let's go right into it. Hit me.
First of all, why I'm not verified yet?
Let's get you there, man. We can totally make that happen.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, we can make it happen, man.
Well, that you know what? I'd like to see Keen verified before I am. I think that will make my day. That's awesome.
And also, why did you join Stardust?
Why did I join Stardust?
The company.
The company.
I joined it because I believe it has the power to be a really, really powerful thing in the movie and TV world. I really, like all of my time prior to even joining Stardust, I was just always talking about movies and TV. And I was always trying to find out what I should watch, right? And I really liked listening and even watching people who I admired or who I can relate to. And so I wanted to help build this product and bring it to the right people and, you know, kind of create something that they felt, oh my God, this was made for me, right?
Yeah, and I love the idea. And I have actually one more question.
Okay, one more.
Is there any new updates in progress of Stardust?
Yeah. All right, I'll give you some breaking news. You ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
So soon, you're going to be able to do direct messaging to people.
What is direct messaging?
Uh-huh.
Like what Roger Stone does with WikiLeaks? Something like that?
What was that?
Couldn't help it, huh, Jack? Couldn't help it. A little politics there?
I can't. I'm sorry.
So wait, though. So it's going to be like a direct message like you do on Twitter?
Yeah.
So what's the homepage? Back to that. I'm looking at, it's all pictures. Again, very positive. And does it just populate like Twitter does with all the new reviews? So Keen posts another review tonight, and it just pops up?
Yeah,
so your homepage is filled with reactions from your friends, aka like the people you follow.
Got it.
So yeah, the more people you follow, the more populated that becomes. The Discover section is where you can see which movies and shows are gathering like the most reactions. So you can see, and sometimes, you know, right now the trending thing on our app is the trailer for the new Wreck-It Ralph. So you can instantly see how people are reacting to that as it comes out, right?
Oh, wait, I didn't know that there's a new trailer. I might do a reaction to that, like, right after this.
Keen has to run out and do the reaction. Keen, why don't you real fast tell Jake how much you love the app, and then you can run on out.
I love the app. I'm just so thankful that you made me one of your superstars. And, yeah, have a great day.
Thanks, Keen.
You too, man. It's great to meet you.
Great to meet you, too. And by the way, I want verified because we know each other now. You can make me verified, okay?
You got it, boss.
Man, the kid's got a future in sales, Jake. That is, there's no doubt about that.
Seriously. Work for us.
So breaking news, I love it. When are we going to find out about the DM? Because this is a great communicator. I love it. All right, so Jessica, Jessica Nutt is here.
Hi.
Jessica, she's taking this all in.
Now, Jake is from New Jersey, so he understands New Jersey traffic. We were explaining that you were on your way. You fought through New Jersey traffic to get here, Jessica.
Yeah, I was originally supposed to get here on time and then just sat the rush hour.
In my book, you're early. So, I mean, I'm usually a half hour late to everything.
Yeah.
Jake, a couple questions. One, where are you from in Jersey?
Originally South Orange. And then moved to Montclair.
All right, so where are you now? Are you in Montclair now or are you in L.A.?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Nice.
I mean, that's the way to do it. You got to work in movies, right?
Yeah, I love it. So walk me through your day. Is your day-to-day busy? Or are you kind of like you hang out on the couch a little bit? You watch some movies, little texting?
He doesn't want to lay on the couch and watch movies all day. He has to.
It's his job. It's his job.
Yeah. I mean, we're a really small team. There's only four of us. that are managing and building a community of 80,000 plus. So
that's amazing.
It's crazy busy, to be honest with you. And I'm the only one doing, you know, on the marketing side and helping it grow. So day to day is, I don't know.
Now,
get to the office and just call and email and, yeah, lots of different stuff.
Are you guys planning, because I've noticed that there's two ways that you've been, you know, building. You have like the grassroots users, and then you have sort of like the studio stuff. Is the monetization idea to come from that side? Like, hey, we're going to promote this particular trailer because the studio helped us out, and this is where you're planning to get the money, like from the people who have it versus, you know, the actual users.
Yeah. So, you know, monetization, not right now, it's in the future, and we definitely know what we plan on doing. So obviously kind of the prioritization and favoring of particular content to help out, you know, studios, networks, streaming services, whatever that might be. That's something down the line. You know, we might integrate ticketing so that we can, you know, affiliate.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Like,
yeah,
Fandango. Like,
yeah.
Hey, let me ask you, on the other side of it, Jake, I mean, it's a cool concept. I love it. I think it's, you know, your timing is perfect. It's going to do great. But how are you paying the bills now? Like, you've got a couple angel investors. I mean, how are you doing that?
Yeah, so we're actually backed. We kind of have a parent company. It's called Vista Group. Vista Group is the world's largest software provider to the movie industry.
Mm-hmm.
Every kiosk you see in a cinema, you know, when you go out and pick your seats and do that. So it's like 70% of the world's movie theaters are run by Vista software. So the company has a bunch of companies within it, and this is the first ever consumer facing venture for Vista.
So this is actually a really neat idea. I'm envisioning like when you stop at a gas station and you get the little news that pops up at the gas station, you know, like in the, you know, not New Jersey because we are not animals who have to pump our own gas, but other places.
All up and down the turnpike in Connecticut. Yeah.
So is the idea like you go to a movie theater and, you know, 30 seconds is the perfect little software thing to pop up if I'm trying to figure out what movie I want to buy at the kiosk? Is that sort of the vertical integration there of like Stardust pops up and says, here's what people are saying right now about this movie?
Oh, yeah, it could definitely go there. It can go on, you know, digital signage in the lobby. You know, obviously, when you're making a decision, I hope you don't go to a theater and you don't know what you're going to see yet, but that could work.
Well, I mean, Bill probably doesn't know.
Well, that's like people going to the voting booth. They have no idea who they're going to vote for before they get there, so we should be so lucky.
I like to get there and just figure out which names are, you know, the most appealing. I just look and I say, ooh, John Smith, that sounds like a real upright
guy. I look up
guy.
The voting history of the actors and stances before I make decisions.
So you basically just watch Clint Eastwood movies.
No, I pretty much watch Hallmark, Jay. That's what it's come down to, all right?
Kevin Sorbo or bust.
That's the problem.
Are you going to ask him my favorite movie you ask Hollywood people? How much money he makes?
I said that to when we first started. I'm like, okay, I like to ask people about money. Apparently, he's not making any money yet.
Oh, that's a shame.
But we're getting there, right, Jake?
Yeah, we'll get there. I just gotta, you know, keep on doing these kinds of things.
So let's have you on the radio. You know, I do the morning drive on 101.5. We'll have you on because you're a Jersey guy.
Yeah, when are you coming home?
Right?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a great question. I don't know. I need like a good deli sandwich.
You need like some pork
Wawa.
Roll. Wawa. There's a Wawa in L.A., is there?
No. You know what's in L.A.? Not Wawa.
Not
I
Wawa.
I had Jersey Mike's subs for lunch, and it was like a crime against humanity.
Right? I got to think. I got in trouble today. I was talking about a sponsor, not in a positive way. So I got to figure out if Jersey Mike's is one of our sponsors. I'm sure Jersey Mike's is just fine. Just fine, Jake.
Jake, there's a place in L.A. that imports tasty cakes. My buddy Brian knows about that.
Really?
I don't know. Have you been there? Really? I'll get you the
love tasty cakes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll get you the information.
The butterscotch crimpets are the best.
Yeah, my buddy Brian Herzlinger. He goes and he goes every Sunday and he picks up tasty cakes and reminds him of home. Yeah.
I was thinking about the guy who's about to eat his 30,000th Big Mac.
Was he doing that in the hospital or?
No, he's been doing it for like 30 years. The guy that did Supersize It.
That guy?
Yeah, he's still eating Big Macs, two a day.
Yeah, you know.
And he's in decent shape. Just saying, it made me think about a Big Mac.
Outside That's looking in. There. If you look on the inside of that, he looks like a rotting, you know,
Here's how I got there.
Corpse.
I got there because you said Brian Herzlinger is eating tasty cakes every Sunday. Yeah. So I'm thinking, like, is he gaining a significant amount of weight?
You have one tasty cake. You don't eat like 20. I mean, you know, like you don't show up and gobble every tasty cake you see.
You know what's going on this weekend that'll really make you miss New Jersey? The Leprechaun in Hoboken.
Oh, damn.
What is the leprechaun? Are you going? Going?
What is that?
Yeah, I was planning on it.
Well, no, it happened 2 weeks ago. How was it?
You don't know how many flashbacks I just got.
Some good, some bad.
Yeah.
Jake, I'm gonna say this before we let you go. My son is going to be fairly relentless about that verification. So if you can't make that happen, tell me now because I need to have him get into counseling.
We'll make it happen.
Ah, there you go. That's awesome.
All right, I'll save it till you're on the radio, and then I'll ask you. But, so let's do this. I will. Jay will text me your number. You may have already done that.
Yeah, I'll give you all of his information.
I'll shoot you a note. Let's get you on the radio. You're a Jersey guy from Orange and Montclair. Are you kidding me? Like, that's raw Jersey.
And we should, Bill, we should both do a Stardust and Jessica U2, and we'll put it in the write-up for this episode.
Yes.
Let me ask you that. Before we let you go, what about podcasts? Are you rating podcasts?
Not yet, no. That could be another vertical we climb into for sure.
Well, I can think of a nice place that you can integrate with and maybe make the first podcast that you have part of the system. Possibly, I'm thinking.
Can you think of one?
I'm blanking. We Hate Movies, perhaps? I don't know.
Something about 1917 pops into my head. I don't know why.
But speaking millennial, stands ready, Jake, to partner with you. Just let us know. We are capitalists in the best and worst sense of the word.
You got it. I'm in.
All right, man. Hey, Jake, great to talk to you. Thanks for taking the time get back to the couch, watch some movies, get some emails out there, a little Snapchat, whatever you're doing. I will be in touch, and we'll put you on the morning show.
Sounds great, guys. Thanks so much for your time, and I will see you on the dust.
See you on the dust. I love that. We need a sign-off like that.
That is great. Jake, thank you so much.
See you on the dust. Take it easy, man.
All right. Take care, guys. Right, bye.
That's what I used to say when I was on PCP.
See you on the dust.
See you on the dust, Bill.
I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com.
I'm thinking this guy, how old is he?
20? He sounds like 18 and a half.
I was going to say. No, that's not an insult. This guy's going to be a 100 millionaire before he's 30.
Yeah.
Right?
You know what I liked about
him?
They've
got Vista backing them up. So this is a huge thing.
He's the perfect combination of like, he was real laid back, but you know that you have to be hungry to be part of a 4-person team that is managing 80,000 people. So it's like that laid back of like, I'm super laid back, but I wake up every day at 5 a.m. to get my shit done. You know, I love that.
You have to be that laid back if you're managing that many things at once.
I would imagine.
Do you think I'll end up being the first person banned from Stardust because I will rate my own show?
No,
you said this, and just it's going to be an
ad. And that's
ad
not
for
allowed.
The show.
Is the radio show?
I asked him. No, Chasing. I was like, okay. Why can't I do
is
that?
Is it on there?
I would imagine.
I guess. I don't know.
First off, you got to do.
I have to learn this because I was doing three things at once.
I thought it was movies.
It's movies and TV.
Okay.
So you got to do Meet my Valentine and Love Always Santa, and you got to give it a 5 out of 5 because my son, you weren't here for this, Jessica. He gave Love Always Santa 4 out of 5, and he gave it kind of a diffident review. He was like, "Yeah, it was pretty good. You know, I thought the characters were okay. You know, I didn't like the guy who played Hank. You know, which was me."
All right.
It's funny. Right.
I can't believe we let him go.
Why?
Because Chasing News does not pop up.
Oh, geez. You got to talk. You got to hammer him on the radio.
I got to talk to him. Oh, don't worry. He's all right.
Wait, can you put it on there yourself? Or does he put it on?
Oh, that's a good question. Point. Yeah, can you add it in if it's not found?
I've never used it before. Know. So
you will, though. You're going to love it. I have to figure, there's got to be a way.
I'm sure I'll go on to it since Snapchat is now so confusing.
Yeah, this is like easier than Snapchat.
I hate Snapchat.
Oh, not.
Right?
It's
not
off
a fan.
My plate.
And the kids are using it to communicate. So my son, who's 15, just turned 15. That's how they all talk. They don't text.
Are they still
only
using
do Snapchat?
No.
But just the like.
My sister
texting.
Sends them to me, and I'm like, I didn't get this because you sent it to me 2 days ago because I don't check Snapchat all day long.
Jessica, you'd be the one to tell me this. Are they still using it to send nudes? Because it wasn't it like because it disappeared? Like that would be the one that you felt comfortable.
That is not funny. That was just a joke.
What do you mean?
Did this come up in the last podcast?
No, I'm just saying in general.
No,
like, isn't that?
Have you ever heard of people sending nudes through AirDrop on subways?
No, you talked about that last episode.
Yes.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yes. They do it on Snapchat too. But not
Snapchat. Ew.
No.
I thought Snapchat because it disappeared. That's what kids did. Like,
right.
like
screenshotting it.
Yeah. Well, they let you know if it's screenshots, though. That's what I read. You know, if somebody else screenshots
How do you know that?
I'm not on Snapchat, but I read. You know, if somebody Snapchats your boobs. And then was like,
some girl said, "Hey, don't Snapchat my boobs anymore."
Yeah, they're like, "Here's
how it works."
Like sometimes, if I'm talking to my wife, I'll be like, "You want a picture of my wiener?" And you know what she says? No, she never wants to see it. But if I Snapchatted it to her,
she has the picture in the reflection to cherish forever. Jay Black, forever.
I maintain the air conditioning was very high in that room. The air conditioning was sub-zero.
You were in the pool. You were in the pool. All right, it's I almost just did a radio thing. Right. I almost went on full on
642,
and I got to jump for traffic and weather. I went in full on radio mode.
By the way, I called into the radio today to promote episode 47, Jessica's wedding. I got bumped three different times.
Yes, that's true. Because it was Bill a great promo.
Bill and his Nerf guns.
You were funny with the Nerf guns.
Well, yeah.
You banned the assault Nerf guns. That was brilliant.
Wait, were you here? Were you in?
No. I called in. And I was
so
like,
when you I bumped him three times. He called at like 8. Then I'm like, it's got to be 8:30.
Yeah.
Then he called at 8:30. I'm like, it's got to be 9:30.
And Kristen was
and
like.
And then I let a call come in before you talk.
Kristen was like, don't kill me. But I have
well, Kristen, that's a tough job.
Yeah, but no, I totally understood. And I was like, well, I mean, I guess it's a hot topic, right?
It blew up today.
Yeah.
The principal told the parents, convince your kids to stop using Nerf guns. I mean, it was so ridiculous. And I'm like, that's what we're spending our time doing now? Now, wait a minute. So Jessica is on with Kristen.
Tomorrow.
2 weeks ago tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Three weeks.
This is dropping next week. So
it
what?
Is?
Yeah. 6 days ago.
I feel like we're not as caught up as I thought we were way ahead.
No. This is episode 48. So right. six days ago, you were on talking about your wedding with Kristen.
It was great.
So our next episode is going to start in 1 minute our time in 1 week for our listeners.
Our guest is ready to go.
And our guest is calling in right now. It's so get ready for Francis Ellis. From Barstool Sports.
Next week, big get.
All right.
Big get.
See you soon.